Okay, I'm going to split this on with this next one, which is very short. On the bottom of Dalai Lama Aleph. Tan Rabbanan, Chai Ve'Hadomim, Ve'Ho'arochim, Ha'Charomim, Ve'Egdeishos, Chatos, Ve'Ashomos, Olo Kishlomim, Tzdokos, U'Maisrus, Ve'Chor U'Maisru Pesach, Leket Shikhu Peya, Kivin Sh'Ovru Aleim Shlosh Ve'Golim, Ovru B'Val Ta'achya. All these things a person has to bring, the Gemara is going to discuss each one, what's it called, separately. Rashi, Chayvi Hadomim, Omar Domi Olai. Person says, I'm going to give my word to the Bedek Habayis, so whatever he's appraised as a slave, he has to give. V'acharomim, Cherme Govoa. He's machrim something, and that the machlokis, whether it goes to the Kohanim or it goes to Bedek Habayis. Bechor Meiser, Meiser Behema. What's it called? You have to bring a Meiser Behema, is like a Shlomim, and you bring it, what's it called? Also, you have to bring it within three regalim. So all these things, if you were Machdish them, so you have to bring them within Sholosh Regalim, and if not, you're what's it called, over Bal Ta'achir. And the Gemara is going to discuss each one, so we won't go into detail here. Lekit, says Lekit Shichon Peya, Bechor, you have to leave in the field. You don't have three regalim. Tosa says either it's talking where you took it, and then the dievid you have to give it back, and you have three regalim to give it back, or that you're over two isurim for it. Or it's talking about where you took it when there was no aniyim around, and you took it into the house, and then there were aniyim, you have three regalim to give it out. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Shlosha Regalim Kesidron. So Tanakama holds three regalim in any order, you're over Bal Ta'achir. Rabbi Shimon holds it has to be in order at the Chagamatzos Tchila, with Pesach being the first one, like we said yesterday. Rabbi Meir Omer, Kivin Sh'over Aleim Regal Echad over Bal Ta'achir. Rabbi Meir holds one regal already, you're over Bal Ta'achir. Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov Omer, Kivin Sh'over Aleim Shnei Regalim over Bal Ta'achir. The Lezer and Yaakov holds two regalim. I think we're going to see where each one learns out his din. The Lezer of Reb Shimon Omer, Kivin Sh'over Aleim Chag Asukos over Aleim Bal Ta'achir. The Iker is Chag Asukos. You're over with one regal, but it has to be Sukos. My time at the Tanakhama, so now we'll see the reason for each one. Michti, Minayu Solik. In the Parshas Re'eh, it spoke about the Sholos Regalim. And then it sums it up again. It says, what's it called? Again, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaSukos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukos. Why is it mentioned? Lomali Lamahadir, Umichta, Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaShavuos, Chag HaSukos. It was talking about the three Yamin Tovin in the end of Re'eh. Why in the end does it mention them again? It's just as said, in these three regalim. Shema Minol Bal Ta'achir. Comes to tell me that the reason it mentioned them is to tell me that you're over Bal Ta'achir if three of them passed by. Reb Shimon Omer, Eino Tzorech Lomer B'Chag HaSukos, Shabot Dibur HaKosu. Right? Sukkos doesn't have to be mentioned again for sure. Even if it's going to mention all three, didn't have to mention Sukkos because it's in the parish of Sukkos. Right? Torah mentioned the parish of Chag HaMatzos, then Chag HaShavuos, and then it spoke about Sukkos, and in Sukkos it mentioned the three again. So the fact that it mentioned the three again is for Bal Ta'achir, but it didn't have to mention Sukkos again because it just referred to it as a pronoun. Loma Nehmar, why do you have to mention Sukkah specifically? Lomar Shazah Achron, to tell me that Sukkah has to be the last one, has to be in order. Pesach first and Sukkah last. Rashi, Nichti Minayu Solik, Kishomer HaKosuv Sholosh Palmin Bashona, Yeroeh Kol Zechurcha Bekachag HaMatzos, Mehem HaYaola, Kvar Kosuv Lamala, Be'inyin Shomer HaShchodesh HaAviv, Shiva Shavuos Tisperlach, Chag HaSukkah Tasavach. It already said, it spoke about the three regalim. So it didn't have to say Sholosh Pon Bashona and mention again Chag HaMatzos, Chag HaSukos, Chag HaShavuos. It just said Sholosh Pon Ho'elu Bashona, something like that. Lo Meliv Mehadru Maninu B'Parshas Chag HaSukos. Why did I have to go again and mention each one separately? Shema Minol Abal Ta'achir, Tehochi Kamer. Why you nearim Lefonav Shalem Nidreichem? Hey, you nearim Lefonav Shalem Nidreichem V'lo Savo Reikom. These three times come and bring what you have to bring, and don't come empty-handed, and if three of them go by and you didn't bring it, you're over Bal Ta'achir. Ein tzorech lomer chag asukos, af kishechozrim v'bal ta'acher, lo hayetzorech laskiro, shayi inyan osikbo. Even if it mentioned the three to tell me about ta'acher, it didn't have to mention sukkos, because it's in the sub-parsha of sukkos. Shebo dibra kosuk, loma nemer lomer sheze achron, ad sheyavar osod keseder hazeh. Comes to tell me that sukkos has to be the last one, and they have to be in order. Pesach first and sukkos last. Reb Shimon says you're over with one yontif. Omer eno tzorech lomer b'chag ha-sukos. Shall we just have it, okay? Reb Meir, my timer, d'chsiv. Reb Meir, why does he hold one yontif? D'chsiv, u'bos ha-shoma v'adesim shoma. Right, you go there and bring it. I mean, if you didn't bring it, you're over about the acher. One yontif. Rabon and ahula essay. That's to be over an essay of v'adesim shoma. But about the acher is until you're over... until three we're going. You're over an essay if you don't bring it the first yontif, and there's a shaila whether you're over an essay every day after that. In other words, you're over an essay from the first yontif on, and until three yamin tovin not over alav, or no. You're over an essay during yontif. If you didn't bring it during yontif, over an essay. Then the essay goes away and doesn't come again till the next yontif. Again, you have an essay to bring it when you come up. And until three yamin tovin not over alav. Rabbi Meir, even the Omer le Rachmona Aisi, below Aisi, Mamela Kom le Baltacher. I was Rabbi Meir saying, Enochanami, it's an essay. But once the Torah was Nagala, that you have to bring it then. If you didn't bring it, you're over Baltacher. Ashi? Ahula essay, the mitzvah sase, O love, love you, Berego Rishon. There's a mitzvah sase to bring it the first regal. Rabbi Meir Omer le Chok, even the Omer le Rachmona Aisi, Berego Rishon. Zehuzman kavulo. Since the Torah said to bring it the first yontif, so that's a set time. The ichor memele. If you didn't bring it the first yontif, min amoed have a ichor memele. Come leave about ta'acher. Shaila, what? When you have to bring it? If you're over about ta'acher after the first day of yontif, or you have till the end of yontif to be over about ta'acher or whatever. Pashas, you have the whole yontif till you're over about ta'acher. Rav Elezer ben Yaakov, my timer. Why does he hold two yamin tovin? D'chsiv eila tasu v'ashem b'moadeichem miut moadim shnayim. This is what you have to do b'moadeichem, meaning you have two yamin tovin before you're over b'altacher. Rabbanan ahuchel Rav Yona. Rabbanan learned from b'moadeichem Rav Yona's din. D'om Rav Yona hukshu kol ha-moadim kulam zavazeh. Moadeichem comes to tell me all the moadim are similar in legabi certain halachas. All of them, the Karbonos Musaf or Mechaper on somebody who came into the Mikdash Tamei or was Matami the Mikdash and didn't know about it. So that Kapara comes from the Musafim of the Regalim. Rav Elazar, Rav Shimon, my Taima, right? What does he say? He says, Kivin Sharon Chagasukas, that the Iker is Chagasukas. Rav Elezer b'Shimon Omer lo yomer chag ha-sukkos shebot dibra kosuk loma nemer loma sheze gorim. He learns similar to what Rav Shimon said, but Rav Shimon says that it mentions sukkos to tell me that has to be the last one, that you need three in order. And Rav Elezer Rav Shimon said no, it mentions sukkos to tell me that's the ikur, that if your sukkos passes by, no matter if it's first, second, or third, that's when you're over. Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov, Hai b'chag ha-matzos, b'chag ha-shvus, b'chag ha-sukos, my dar shugay. So Rabbi Shimon and the Tanakama, they learn from chag ha-matzos, chag ha-shvus, chag ha-sukos, you need three. Three in order, not three in order, but you need three. So what's it called, Rabbi Lezer ben Yaakov and Rabbi Meir darshan from these three? The Chorah they don't have. They learn you're over one yontif or two yamin tovim. What do they learn from? What do they learn from this? Rashi. Hekeshu the Rabbi Yonah Maseches Shavuos. Itzrich lomer shekol seiri haragolim mechaperim al tumas mikdash hakadoshim. All the seirim of Musaf of yontif are mechaper on tumas mikdash hakadoshim. The Alfina Mesir de Rosh Chodesh. We learn them all from the Seir of Rosh Chodesh, the Chsiv Be'ilasesis Avon Ha'edah. Okay, I think we're going to stop here. Yeah. Okay, stop here. The next, this will make it even with the next omer.
So all these tanaim in the brayso, five different opinions of how about tata have to work. They all got this in the Torah from their rabbanim.
Yeah, or they learned it from the psukim. No, they learned it with the Yigimel Mida Shatorah and Dresha. So you don't have to have a Masorah from your Rebbe except for Gzera Shavah. Some other things you can learn with the Yigimel Mida Shatorah and Dresha.
So on Har Sinai, Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't taught one definition of Baal Tata?
Could be he was, and it was, what's it called, not clear when you're over that lap, or as it was passed on. Or he was told to learn it out from the Yigimel Midos, and each generation has a right to learn it differently.
And do we have one way that we paskin?
Yeah, we paskin one way in the end. Yeah, we all go over shoulders for Golden, and then that's because Sidra.